Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking the call. I'm 82 years old and in good health. I've been a patient of Dr. Sherman. Two days ago, I broke my collarbone in three places, and the orthopedic specialist fitted me with a sling and didn't feel it was necessary to repair it with surgery.
Oh, good.
My question is, what supplements or other procedures would help with the healing process?
Okay, well, the very first one is always zinc, sir. Learned about that when I was not quite entirely into natural medicine yet. I was with another big clinic, which is now known as Kaiser Permanente, and there was one fellow who just simply hadn't been able to get an ulcer healed in 7 years, and they'd used everything they could think of, hadn't worked. But I read some publications, did a lot of reading in scientific publications at that time, and they told us that zinc promoted wound healing, and it promoted wound healing in wounds that didn't heal. Okay, so I recommended he try the zinc. Be doggone, it worked. And after 7 years of an open lesion on the side of his ankle, just below the ankle bone, yes, he was diabetic, and that does happen in diabetic individuals. They, namely, things don't heal well. After 7 years of that, he healed up in the next 2 to 3 months. And guess what, sir? I got called on the carpet for doing that because it wasn't approved at the organization for which I was working.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I furnished all the research papers to the head of the clinic, and that's what made me think, I don't think I want to work here anymore because and so I went and started Tahoma Clinic at that time. But zinc is the starter. Now, zinc works this way, sir.
How much zinc?
It comes at most of the health food stores in a 30-milligram capsule. I look for the one by Nature's Life, and I know I do not work with Nature's Life, but they're the only ones who have the sense to put 2 milligrams of copper in with the 30 milligrams of zinc, because if we take zinc for a while, which we often need to do, it pushes out copper out of the body, and copper pushes zinc out of the body, so they just put the both of them in there, and it works just fine, thank you, sir. And it's a 30 milligram, and usually we don't need more than one. And let me mention the other two things after I mention how zinc works, and then we'll move on if you don't have another question. And that is that the zinc works by getting the cells to replicate and to make new cells, believe it or not. And so if a pregnant mommy doesn't have enough zinc in her body, she's more likely to have a kid with a birth defect because that kid can't make new cells properly. Now, there are two other things out there that do the same thing, namely help cells to replicate accurately. And they're the same two things that if a pregnant mommy doesn't have enough of them, why, she's more likely to have a baby with a birth defect. And those two, one of them everybody knows about, I think, by now. It's called folate. It is not folic acid. Folic acid is an unnatural substance that most people's bodies can metabolize into folate, but it's not really folate. And the other one is vitamin B12. So those three things, sir, are the things that help us to form new cells accurately. And the only people who don't want to be taking them are people who know they have cancer. And they better check with their doctors before they do that if they have cancer.
Okay, how much folate?
Okay, folate you can get in 1,000 micrograms, which sounds like one hell of a lot. That's why they say 1,000 micrograms, but it's really just 1 milligram.
Yeah.
And the methyl folate is best, and a couple of those a day. It's a very small dose. And then the last thing, then, is the B12. And unless you have low stomach acid, you can swallow it and it'll work. But if you happen to have suboptimal stomach acid, you got to use injections. And either way, you go again for 1,000 micrograms.
Okay, very good. And can you suggest anything else to advance healing? Plugging my fingers into a 120-volt socket or anything like that?
I'm not up on the electrical approach to healthcare, sir, but yes, there are some laser frequencies which might help, but I'd have to consult with a laserologist. I think they're called that.
Oh, really? Should I do that, or can I visit you and get your results?
Well, what you think you might want to do is call in and get a message relayed to Dr. Merle Janes, J-A-N-E-S. Now, he's a physiatrist, which means he works on healing, among other things, helping to heal things. And he has more knowledge about that sort of thing than I do, and he probably would know if he has something or if he can refer you somewhere for that sort of treatment. Merle Janes, M-E-R-L Janes.
He's in your Tahoma Clinic, right?
He's only there about 3 days a month because actually he's located in Spokane, but he has family over here. So while he's visiting family, he comes and works at Tahoma Clinic 3 days a month.
Oh, great. Okay. And would keeping the shoulder even with the other shoulder help, or will the drooping shoulder automatically regain its even level? Right now, it's much lower than the other one.
Well, that being the case, sir, right now I wouldn't do anything extra, but if it doesn't start to level out with the other shoulder, you'd best check with a chiropractor who specializes in neck rotations, because it might be that. It might be something's out of alignment, and that's why the shoulder's drooping. But yes, if there's nothing out of alignment, it should straighten out like it was before. If it isn't, it is out of alignment, you might check with a chiropractor.
Okay. You have a recommendation on that?
Where are you located, sir?
I'm in North Seattle, but I'm willing to travel.
Okay, there's a place called the Yardley Institute. They happen to be in Kent, and Dr. Yardley there is an actual instructor in these techniques, so that would probably be a good place to go. Yardley, okay. In Kent, yes.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and sorry you got squinched there. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Me too.
I bet. More than I'm sorry. Okay. Thanks for calling, sir.